So, get yourself situated with your feet on the ground and comfortable. Take a little sip of water if you need to. And take a few deep breaths, settle into your body. And your consciousness, your bubble. If you ever look at the pictures of Buddha, he's always surrounded by a sphere. And that sphere is the living membrane of our consciousness. And when that sphere is broken, is when disturbances can come in and impact our personal experience. So, our meditation, once we get grounded, is going to be focusing on fortifying, repairing, and experiencing that sphere. Because within that sphere, once it's whole, living, intelligent, we can relax into our serenity. And you might take a look at some pictures of the Buddha as they portray his being on the Tathagatas. Okay. Breathe from your belly. Breathe into the sphere of your being. And greet the spirit of the land where you live and Mother Earth. And the spirit of the land and Mother Earth rise up, the energy rises up and surrounds you. Envelops you, I say, in her arms, in her heart. But that energy has an enveloping quality to it. That is the feminine. And it starts out as the frequency of Mother Earth, of our Gaia, our beloved planet. And then it naturally expands into the heart of the mother, the heart of the feminine source of creation, which envelops us all. Now, this is not something that we think. It's an experience of direct energy, of the energies of creation. So the energies of creation are real. That we wouldn't be here if they weren't real. And so with that greeting, we also greet the spirit of the water, the living life force, that flows through creation. We greet the spirit of the sun, the light of our hearts, the fire that burns, the flame that is your unique pilot light. We greet the spirit of the air, the breath of creation, all pervading throughout space. And we greet the spirit of the ether, the living stream of creation. We greet the directions, the creative energies, the east, the south, the west, the north, above and below, and then center within, in the structure, the sacred geometry, the structure of our creation on this particular planet, the form that it takes. And it's got an atomic structure, the flower of life in the Merkaba, but it's a geometric dimensional space that vibrates the codes of creation for our particular planet, our particular form of being. Now there's a source of this form that also creates or generates the codes for different formats of beings and different formats of consciousness. And they want you to know that we are aligning with those codes that create the physical earth and what we know as existence, but it's not the only form of existence. And feel the energies in your feet and starting to circulate throughout your body and field. Allow the mind to rest in the experience of relaxation, of breathing, of energy flowing, of images coming to you spontaneously, arising out of the frequencies, not the ones you create, but the ones that spontaneously arise, or the sense of a note or sound. You can have many experiences here as your being is coming into its sphere consciousness. And if it feels a little tight in there, like the sphere is too tight, rest a little more, relax a little more, And allow yourself to slip into a more expansive state. It's a subtle sense of this field or sphere of being that you are. And your being opens to receive and greet Father Sky, which is a descending energy, and both of these energies, the mother and the sky, exist within you, within the root chakra and the crown chakra, but we want to experience beyond the physical consciousness of these frequencies into the more expanded sense. So we don't want to feel just the physical experience of them, but the consciousness of them. There we go. It's really interesting. You can feel when each person lets go of the mind and starts settling in, and the whole group expands as a result. Now we're expanding, we're clearing. You can feel your feet on the ground, but you can also feel a floating sensation as you expand. And if it feels uncomfortable, always check with your feet. Kind of like an egg with feet that stick out from the bottom. You can always find your feet. There we go. Let the energy flow through your hands. Feels like air, open window, clearing out the old stale energies. Brightening and lightening your being. Feel how your nervous system is settling down. And this is important, feeling the physical nervous system settling down as a result of the expansion of the energies is important. It takes your nervous system down to a new level of calmness. And during this process, you may have old memories, thoughts, and feelings loosen up, kind of like the Drano commercial, and start to clear into the light so that your subconscious is being cleared. Old memories, old experiences, old wounds are like density that is being broken up. And I'm experiencing this as extreme heat. Sometimes we feel the energies in terms of temperature change. There. So all this bank account of old stuff that lies buried in our subconscious is working on our nervous system from the subconscious level. And now we have access to this. Each person can open up the subconscious and begin to clear it through. And ultimately, we'll be able to release things much more quickly, so that we can stay in the flow of our being. And you might be feeling releases in your body and your muscles and fascia, a lightening of your emotional tone, a relaxation of the mind. And then the heart can leap with joy. As you return, and establish your sphere of serenity. And, you know, depending on the time and moment you do this meditation, you can lose your concentration or kind of drop out. And then the next time you do it, you'll be able to go all the way, and you'll have different experiences with it. But the energy of the meditation is completing the process of the frequency of wholeness within us, and then taking us into the deeper peace. It might take practice to trust this. And then once the sphere of being is repaired and established, you are on your own journey. You're in direct contact and connection to the unfolding of your being. And I'll be quiet now for a little bit here. Now, gently bring your awareness to the root chakra. Relaxing the tailbone and lower back. And greeting the goddess that lives within you at the root chakra. And if you can, Allow her consciousness to flow through you directly from that root chakra. Into your subtle nervous system and your physical nervous system. And at the same time, the love in the form of a milky, beautiful flow of light descends from Father Sky, from the crown. And the two energies blend, mix, become one within you. And become a pulsing heartbeat of the love of Mother Earth and Father Sky. And this allows you to be at peace. A very alive, embodied, vibrant peace and serenity. One that soothes the nervous system, brings it into the hum of a perfect flow. Where it's circulating throughout all dimensions of your being. The perfect harmony of you. And you may need to attune to the perfect harmony of you. Our muscles, our organs, our thoughts, our feelings are attuned to more of the disharmony rather than the harmony. And so be patient with the releases and the shifts. Don't try to get to the end goal. Don't try to be a perfect student. Be present to yourself and allow this to unfold in your timing. So I will separate out this meditation so that you can listen to it. If you can get to it once a day, that would be great all week, each day of the week. And it'll be wonderful to have everyone in the class doing it at the time that they do it so that it becomes a continuous frequency that we all partake of and support each other with that. So thank you, my dear sisters and brothers and friends. And have a beautiful evening. God bless.